Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, September 4th, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Father, we come before you one more time, asking that you provide us with your divine wisdom to lead and guide in the right direction, not just this body, every elected individual in our community. Father, we ask that you put your loving arms around those loved ones that are away fighting wars for our community, to keep them safe, and not only them, keep their families strong. Father, we ask these blessings in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the flag of our
great
nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under County Commissioners. I'm going to take a couple of items separately, items D and E. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize the County Judge to execute an NUM loan agreement for a MK-16 torpedo to be exhibited at Veterans Memorial Park. And item E is to receive and file the executed NUM loan agreement for the Mark 16 torpedo to be exhibited at the Veterans Memorial Park. And I take that out of order, because we have one who signed up to speak, Mr. William Wells. Would you come to the podium, sir, please? Let me ask first, do we have a motion on that item?
Move.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor, and Commissioners. On behalf of United States Submarine Veterans Incorporated and the Golden Triangle Veterans Memorial Park, it is a great day indeed. After the attacks of Pearl Harbor, our submarine force was only 1.6% of the entire Navy fleet, and yet that small percentage sunk over 55% of enemy shipping and their warships. It made a huge difference, but it came at a high cost. Over 52 submarines and over 3,500 men. Today, by your efforts through your court, and particularly Mr. our County Attorney Fred Jackson, you honor them, and I thank you for that. And as far as the proceeds with the memorial, all the monies that's going to be involved with building it would be funded through USSVI and local donations, and we don't want to put any burden on the taxpayers for that.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing those statistics.
Judge, Commissioners, if I could just say one thing. Bill is, he's a quiet guy, but he's been doing a lot of work out there, and I got to commend you for your leadership. Bill is now the park chairman, and he's got an advisor, Mr. White, Jim White, who was longtime park chairman there. That we've been doing a lot of work out there. Bill has been meeting with a lot of different companies to get these donations to come in to keep up that park, and we're proud to say that here in the last year we've gotten over $30,000 worth of work done out at that park from private individuals and companies that have donated their time and money. So that's a great thing. And Bill, thank you for your leadership, and I commend Fred Jackson. He did an excellent job throughout this process. It wasn't an easy process to get this torpedo. So I'm glad to see we're moving forward and look forward to working with you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item A under County Commissioners can be tabled. Item B is to receive and file executed contract for fines and fees collection services with Leinbarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson LLP for the collection of delinquent court fees and fine. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize the County Judge to execute the mutual assignment of FCC licenses reconfiguration certifications between Jefferson County and Nextel of Texas, Inc. Item F is to receive and file a notice of approval of the State Archaeological Landmark Historic Structures Permit number 461. And item G is to receive and file a partial lease assignment regarding 7303 Backridge Road, Sabine Pass, Texas, from Kenneth Wayne Chadwick.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion on any of those other items under County Commissioners? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve budget transfer for Constable Precinct 7 for additional costs for overtime from employees insurance to overtime in the amount of $1,500. Item B is consider and approve acceptance of a 2012 Port Security Grant. The grant award is $121,500 and it has a cash match of $40,500, which will be provided by the Marine Division through the tariffs of the Navigation District. Is that correct, Chief? Item C is regular county bills, check number 370781 through 371019. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under county engineering, one item, A, is to consider and possibly approve the plans and specifications for Diamond D Ranch, Phase 2, Lots 10 through 14, Block 2, Lots 1 and 4 through 8, Block 3, Lots 1 through 25, Block 4, being a 26.53-acre subdivision out of the James Garrish Junior League A-25 and the James Garrish Senior League A-24 in Jefferson County, Texas. That property is located in Precinct 1 and within the City of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. A very short after the holiday meeting, and we've got about 4 minutes before we can begin a workshop at 1:45 to discuss the administration of county elections, and a workshop following that. It's scheduled for 2:15 on budget matters. And so anything further that any member of the court wants to bring to the public before we wait our 4 minutes for the workshop? Mm-hmm. No, Commissioner Alford, you in there giving a radio interview for a health fair.
Right, we have in our 10th annual Take Yourself and a Loved One to the Doctor Days health fair, which will be coming up very shortly. And it's been a plus to the community. Commissioner Senegal has started, I think, 3 years ago with it, so it's been a big benefit. So we are, of course, everything is free because of the support of the community and the corporate sponsorship that we have for this project, and it's something will be held at May Jones Clark on the 11th of September. And at Cathedral of Faith Baptist Church on the 22nd of September. And both of those locations are being donated to us, and it's a free health fair where you check blood pressure, the screenings for eyes, you have the reading glasses free from the Lions Club, a whole host of people that will be involved, and physicians that will provide basic exam. So, Commissioner Senegal.
Right, in South County, it'll be September the 29th from 9 till 2, Carl Parker Center, downtown Port Arthur. Dr. Monroe is very generous in letting us use that facility. It accommodated over 300 and something people last year that came to be served. We have some issues in Port Arthur and South County and Jefferson County and in America. So it saves lives. I appreciate everybody. If you know someone that needs to be screened, we have prostate screening. Lions Club is always, they ran out of time last year. They had so many people. So Black Nurses Association. I mean, it's just a lot of volunteers. And in the last 2 years, we've served over 600 people. Thank God for that. Thank you.
All righty. If there's nothing further, then we'll adjourn for 3 minutes.